All right. The boys were Stewie Jew for some winners, and gee, do they come up with the goods. Well, at least one of them did. I'll let you work out which one it was, but we are back for all your winners for round four. We're going to hear about Brownie's little sit-down with Mike Sheen on the couch, and we're going to ask Brian to say the word meme again. That and much, much more on Brownie, Brian and Hummer. Welcome back to Brownie, Brian and Hummer for round four, brought to you by Sportsbet and the 24 Up promo. If your side gets up by 24 points at any stage, we will pay you out then and there. It doesn't matter if they go on to lose. It nearly cost us $900,000, Brownie. The Kangaroos adding to the kitty against the D's. We're going around again this week. Now, Brian, you had an absolute cracker on the punt. Brownie, another stinker.
Look, it's been a slow start for the couple. Well, what's caught my eye so far very early is Brian's come in with his new iPad and he's been head down, bum up. He's got his little pen. It's one of those brand new iPads where you tap it and it's like a screen type thing, and he's writing on it. I thought the whole idea of having an iPad was that you didn't have to write anymore, but you've taken it to a new level and you're writing everything. You've got a script on there.
Yeah, well, I've got very nice handwriting, so I like to do this.
You actually do have nice handwriting.
And also, from my winnings from last week, I was able to go out and buy a new iPad, so that's why I'm just showing off. I thought, well, instead of leaving it in the account,
Just as a matter of interest?
I haven't got the sheet with me, but...
You could have made that shit up?
No, his multi got up paying $6.50, and then he also had four bets at 1-39 get up as well.
I did pick the Dogs too, if you remember that.
Correct. At $3.40.
Thank you very much.
But you had the
should
margin.
Have gone 1-39, would have got a little bit juicier odds, but I was just happy with the win.
Yeah, my weekend started off poorly with Carlton. I thought three goals in, how good is this? I should have taken them 40+. Collingwood, they were very, very impressive, and I'm not saying they can beat Adelaide. We'll get into that game in a minute, but they're going okay, the Pies.
Mm. Well, let's get straight into it. They travel okay as well.
Adelaide versus
Collingwood. Kicking off round four Friday night at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide $1.18. That's very short. Collingwood $4.95. Brownie, do you want to kick us off?
Well, I've been on the BOM.gov website, which is the Bureau of Meteorology, and there is meant to be some rain around Adelaide tomorrow night. As you know, in Melbourne, where we are, it is very hot and humid. So to Adelaide, which means at some point there is going to be a deluge come down over the weekend. Humid down here is rare, and when that happens, in comes the rain. So I think it'll be low scoring. The line in that total points has gone from 185 at the start of the week when we opened it. It's now 170, so it's moved 15. So I like Gibbs 225 to have 30+. I like that. They've woken up the Rory Laird. He's now $1.28 to have 30 or more. He was 250 for the first couple of weeks. But Collingwood at the line, plus 31.5, I like it. I genuinely think Adelaide can win this, 1-39. But I think Collingwood are a chance. They travel well. They've got their tails up at the moment, plus 31.5, so you get up 31-point head start on the Pies. Low scoring because it will be wet, so I can't see Adelaide blowing them away. That's my bet for Friday night.
Wow, he's just come in prepared, hasn't he?
Yes, I think. Research. Wow. He got a clip last week for his lack of research. He's been on the Bureau of Meteorology.
I was doing open mic last week.
If he went to the Bureau, he would have thought, yes, there's going to be rain, but he still had a half-edge bet there of like, it might rain. Mm. Well, I've done some research later on. You'll see
it. They don't get it right. Well, more often than not, I would have thought.
Yeah, no, fair call. No,
Jane Bunn's good to watch, though.
Jane Bunn, yeah. Well, that's did a little bit of
voice
research.
Voice is really nice, and you sit there and you sort of get mesmerised,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, it's quite soothing. I get caught looking at their hands just pressing the button for the pictures to change.
I want to know where you want your hands and where you're pressing buttons.
Okay, well,
buttons,
anyway, well, let's stay away from Bunny.
I don't know what you've been doing,
here.
But I reckon you've been looking at some of my notes as well. But I like
he wants to touch Jane Bunn's buttons. Is that what he said?
No, I don't think he's
watching her on the button. Change her buttons.
Can I talk about the game, please?
I like the Crows. The Crows 1-39 is paying at $2.10. Yeah. I think it'd be a reasonably close game because as we heard before, it might rain. I like a little bit of a safer bet. I like Bryce Gibbs as well, but I like him at 25+. Just in case, that's at $1.22. So you combine those. Crows 1-39, Bryce Gibbs to have 25+, you're getting at $3. I'm thinking that's not a bad one.
Adelaide Friday. Showers possible, late storm, 24, 3 to 10 millimetres. So if there's anything over 3 millimetres, yeah, it's a fair amount of rain. So 3 to 10 millimetres. And that the chance of a thunderstorm in the late afternoon and evening.
I really like that. I'm going to jump on that one myself. I don't, especially with your form, probably not wise to follow, but I reckon that, Brownie, is very good. GWS versus Fremantle, Saturday afternoon, the University of New South Wales Oval. GWS, $1.15. Freo, $5.50. They're going all right, Dockers.
Yeah, Freo have been impressive. It's always good when you get some sides that are, they call them youngish sides, come out and start the season reasonably well, and they have. They're a really good win against the Gold Coast last week. But they've been impressive. Fife have been dominant in the midfield as well. So for that game, it's too short just to sit on GWS to win the game. You've got to get a couple of games this week. I like that. So you add a little bit of value. I've got GWS to win. I've got Fife 30 plus, which is paying $1.91. He's a hit two player. When you got Sandlands in there, he's that one that's getting those taps. So you combine that, you're getting $2.40 for a game that's there's not much real value in there. I'm thinking that's not a bad bet. Bad bet.
Yeah,
bad,
I don't
bad,
mind it.
Bad bet.
I've gone to the Bureau of Meteorology again. Canberra, it's a horrendous place. The good thing about Canberra is the airport when you go home, but 15 millimetres of rain potentially and 45 kilometre hour winds.
That's floods. 15.
Northwesterly, so Saturday afternoon, which leads me to be Freo plus 34.5. I don't think it'll be high scoring. Nope. Then in turn, you have a look at the total points market, which is 170. If they get that sort of rain, and I would say look closer to the start of play, but $1.92 for under 170 points with Freo plus 34. I mean, you could go Freo plus 34, or you could go GWS 1 to 39, pretty much similar.
This is why he's a brand ambassador. Yeah, he's just come in hard, prepared, ready to go.
Well, I'll tell you what you will need to do, though. You said wait closer until you see the rain. You do need to beat the bookies, though, because our traders will be hard on it. So you need to do just a little bit of analysis of the weather yourself.
It is a balancing act.
So it's not, and you know, you're getting a good advantage.
So Ken Dean, our head trader, at the start of the week said he liked the unders line of Collingwood Adelaide. He said it long rain forecast, Friday night's going to rain. At that stage, it was 185. Mm. He's since moved the line to 170.
Oh, mate, cheeky. So, yeah, make sure.
So, I like you used before in the intro, a bit of Stewie Jew that we're due.
Yep.
But I like the analogy Stewie Jew is in the dew on the ground. So, we're going to get a little bit of that Friday night as well. So, it's just going to be a little bit slippery. I think a lot of those bets this week with the bad weather.
I don't think you can have dew when it rains, though.
No.
Or the rain rubs off the dew.
You're talking about the humidity at the moment. You're going to get a bit of Stewie Jew on the ground
from
that.
Oh, yes. I see where you're going.
Yeah. And then you get rain, so it's just wet all the time.
Right. Hey, Brownie, there's a little project.
Yeah.
The little project. You don't get excited about many things around here. You're the superstar. You sort of just roll in, strut around, say good day to a couple of the colleagues here that you don't even know their names. But you're up and about this one little project. Oh, yeah. The punters club. you came up to me and said,
"There's
make
a lot
sure
of things I'm excited about." So maybe just intro it a bit better. But anyway, what I've decided is for people listening to this punters club, so this podcast, we're going to do something. We're going to try and kick it off in 3 weeks. So just after round six, we're going to put something on our site, and you'll be able to, from your own account, go and I think it's $10. We're going to make it $10 to play. So we're going to try and get. Hopefully, we can get about 500 people to play with us, and it's a punters club. So if you click on it, it'll put $10 from your account into the pool, into the punters club, and we're going to, with Cam Dean every week, pick one bet. So 500 people at $10, that's $5,000. Still trying to talk the company into putting some money into that, so that's a work in progress. So hopefully we can match it. We don't know legally if we can do that at the moment, but I'm talking to legal department. So say 500 people donate. Well, not donate, they put their money in, $5,000. And then say if we match it for $5,000, that's a $10,000 quick kitty.
Yep.
Which each week we'll have one bet. And the mechanic at the moment we're still working on, is it 25% of our balance? Is it 50% of our balance? But along with Cam Dean, we will have one bet per week and everyone's involved. And at the end of the year, hopefully that kitty grows from whatever it is to that and we can put back in, you know, 3, 4, 5-fold back into your account. Yeah. So keep an eye out on that. It's going to kick off in about 3 weeks.
Usually with punters clubs like that, we have a function at the end of the year or maybe a footy trip. Is that something that we can probably look into as well?
Well, as long as we don't have, was it Peter Everett down at Hawthorne who, what?
Yeah. Was that the raffle?
Some sort of raffle that didn't end well. Campbell Brown wanted to kill him. Yeah. And he tried to.
He got a new car out of it.
Local footy clubs are riddled with stories about blokes who organise the footy trip and then just...
Their mates disappear.
Hey, Richmond at Brisbane, Saturday afternoon, the MCG. Richmond very short. They're starting just to find their groove. They were good against the Hawks last
week. And the Lions have been really well, really good too. Look, the total points in this is 176. There's meant to be rain again around Melbourne. So I look at players who play well in the rain. And Dane Beams, if he plays, 240 to get 30 or more disposals. Had a slow start to the season. If it rains, he excels in that rain. Cochin too. When it rains, Cochin plays well, 270, 30-plus disposals. I'm going to stay away from the head-to-head and the lines in this game.
I don't know what it is, but you're just reading everything off my sheet at the moment. That's something I actually put in red. So with this pen, with the iPad, you can change colour with the writing too. So you can see there I've gone weather, rain, 17 degrees it's going to be. I've had no player to score over 5 goals. You go yes or no? $1.45 at the moment. But I went to the game points here as well. So under 179.5 is paying $1.90. I don't know if you watched the game last week with Brisbane and Port. Steph Martin had 30-plus. He was unbelievable as a ruckman. This week, if he gets 20-plus, it's $1.45. So combine those. Under 179, because as you know, there's going to be rain in Melbourne.
The apocalypse.
Plus Steph Martin, $3.60. Juicy. $3.60.
Short and sweet.
That's just easy. It's easy ones. I went probably that 4 or 5 bracket last week. I'm just pulling them back because there is some close games. So just trying to get a little bit of value out of some games that you know who are going to win.
Speaking of the Brisbane-Port Adelaide game last week, can you imagine the size of the bloke sphincter who had 100 grand on Port Adelaide last week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100 grand to win 7.
Jesus.
And you get Alan Christensen having a shot from 30 metres out, snap, which normally you'd kick. But I reckon if you're betting 100 grand, you've got 100 grand to lose. Hopefully. Yeah. That's the case, and as we always say, gamble responsibly.
North Carlton, Saturday night down in Tassie. Now, this is the first game, Brownie, of the hot shot jackpot. It did not go off last week, which means 200 large on offer.
So the hot shot jackpot for everybody out there playing at home is you pick the first goal scorer from the last 5 games of the round, which is hard to do. If everybody was winning it, it'd be easy to do, but it is very hard to do. So similar to our racing jackpot, 5 first goal scorers and you share in 200,000, which I don't reckon a lot of people will get. So you probably most likely be sharing that 200 grand on your own if you get it up this week.
Just a question without notice. Was there anyone close to it?
I don't know.
No.
You're obviously not. Guys. Anyway, this is the bet of the round, the Kangaroos. They fly down in Tassie. They beat Adelaide down there last year when they were going terribly. They beat Melbourne down there last year as well. So they play really well. The line's 12.5 at the moment. Head-to-head's $1.53, in from 167, I might add, 2 days ago. So North Melbourne, for me, is the bet of the round here. Cade Simpson to have 30-plus. It's a windy sort of place down there. I think he'll play defensive on his own for most of the day. Cade Simpson's already had 2 30-plus games out of the 3. 270 to have 30-plus. So I'm going North Melbourne as my bet of the round with Cade Simpson to have 30-plus.
What's the weather down in Tassie? Well, there's rain everywhere.
Jane Buns just texts me. She goes, it's forecasted for 7 degrees down at Hobart Saturday night, but it's going to feel like 4. So you get a little bit of wind. That wind will die down about 8 o'clock, she reckons. So for me, again, I'm going for the unders. The under 178.5 points is $1.90. It's going to be a scrappy game. You look at a couple of North's games already this year. They can score some goals, but remember that game when in perfect conditions with the Saints, they kicked 4 goals, 20. So you look at this game, there's probably 90% of these players you walk past and you wouldn't even know that they play for an AFL side. I just don't know any of these players. The game doesn't really interest me. So I'm going there under 178.5, $1.90, plus North to win $3.
Western Bulldogs, Sydney, Saturday, the sort of the late afternoon game. Bulldogs on the board, $3.04, Sydney, $1.39. Are we all on the Swans here?
We are, but our head of trading, Cam Dean, thinks the Dogs are slowly clawing their way back. So he's pretty keen on the Dogs at the line. I need to see one more game the Dogs play. Very easy to beat a downhill skiing side in Essendon. Different kettle of fish when you come up against Sydney, who are cherry ripe at the moment. Buddy playing well. They do lose Sam Reid, who's been really... And I think he straightens them up, Sam Reid, and allows the other forwards like Haywood and these guys to come into the game. So I'm going going to stay out of the head-to-head betting in this one, but I do like Jake Lloyd at Etihad. Every time I watch him at Etihad, he just racks him up and plays loose behind the ball. $1.80 for 25+. I think he's $4.50 for 30+. And you've also got Parker, 30+. 30 plus is $2.80. So Luke Parker, it's
Jake
not bad.
Lloyd did let you down in the first week as well.
Got the 29 instead of 30. Yes.
That's why Rockcliffe's dead to me. Last week I had him 20+, had 19. Well, surely, mate, you can go in a little bit harder. Look at the stats at halftime, three quarter time. Just get an extra stat, please, just to get over that 20 mark.
Is he on the up, Rockcliffe? Or
nah. He's better than last week. So he was, 11 touches last week. He's got up to 19 against his old side.
Could he be done? Could it be all over, Rockwood?
What it looks like to me is he looks a lot slower. You look at how the game's going now about pace and being explosive. He doesn't provide that. You got Wines now. You got Gray. You got Power Pepper in there as well.
Both Grays.
I know there's a little mega bet there with Sportsbet as well.
There is this week. Shades of Grey.
Oh, Shades of Grey paying $5 if they kick two goals or more.
Get excited.
I think he's not past it, but I think he's got to reinvent himself in a different position because at the stage in midfield, I just don't think he can keep up. For me, this bet, the Dogs Swans game, I like Jay McRae. Now, he's averaging over 30 possessions so far this year. That's at $1.50, so 30+. And Bud, at the moment, Dogs got no defenders. You got Trengrove that's gone out last week with injuries. I think he's going to have a big one under the roof. If he gets 20+, that's paying $1.62.
Well, I thought Danaher and Hooker were going to do the same thing last week, but they held them. They were okay, the Dogs defenders. More upfield was good, but Buddy playing some great footy.
Yeah, 20+. Sydney to win at $1.39. Put those three together, getting $4.33.
Oh, nice little one there. West Coast, Gold Coast will round out the Saturday night games. Gold Coast, they've hung around in Perth. Which you just think we were chatting before, just robbed the young Gold Coast players a bit of just time with all the athletes.
Gold Coast, they'd be a bit
angry.
This has never happened before, a club staying in Perth for two whole weeks. I don't know how it affects them. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? You can get a bit lethargic, eat the hotel food three times a week. It's good. I love a breakfast buffet. It's one of my favourite things. When you go in a state, when you're playing.
What do you go for? I load up.
Everything.
Do you go like a pancake and waffle type guy or are you more of a savoury man?
It's cereal and an omelette. I remember a kid called Patrick Wiggins played with us many years ago and the fitness coaches and the plough was absolutely giving it to us for eating too much because it was like we're on a camp in Ballarat.
I love this one.
And so then he said, everybody stay away from the fatty food. We only want healthy food being eaten. And like they still put the bacon out. They still put the croissants out.
Temptations.
And Paddy Wiggins has gone over. Kid from Tassie. He was a bit overweight in his day, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was.
He rolled over. It. And you could see him like, it was like a little school kid. He's looking up in the air as if to see nobody's looking at him. Then he looked down on the ground. It was like he was doing a whistle to himself as well. And you could see his hand just reach out, grab the bacon, and as quick as a flash, shove about three bits of bacon all in his mouth. And trying to get it down. And everybody's watching him. Yeah, everybody's watching you, mate. So then Plough made him run around Lake Wendaree four times on his own.
Oh. Yeah, I do remember. That was my first pre-season camp that was. And I lived with Patrick Wiggins for a year. That was a long year, fair to say. Him and his brother, both Tasmanians, very different cats. But that was...
Brother played for Carlton.
That was what, like Windery, I must admit, though, my first pre-season. You've got to run around. And when you go past a guy like Nathan Brown, you've seen him play a fair few years. You see Patrick Wiggins, you know he's unfit. He starts walking around the Lake Windery probably halfway through because you couldn't get seen that far away because the coaches went on that side. So they've come and passed. I'm trailing everyone else. And I'll see Nathan Brown just... Oh, stuff this, boys. He starts walking as well.
That's a complete lie. That's a lie.
You wouldn't
but Steve Monaghetti, right? He's a Ballarat man. He's obviously a great marathon runner.
Got a tan record.
So he ran with us that day and ran past me like it was like he was sprinting. Like he was going that fast and he goes, "You got to work harder than that, Brownie." Fuck off, mate.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, have you seen, just while we're on Steve Monaghan, probably his biggest accolade is he's got the record around the tan. What's the best? Did you guys have to do that back in your day?
Certainly did. We went to Richmond.
What's your best time? Because he did it. He's done it in 9 minutes.
Yeah, it's going pretty quick.
He's very quick.
Hasn't Buster Mottram got the record?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, sorry.
Get your athletes right.
Don't let the truth get away with the story. Yeah, I've got about 9:30. Yeah,
you think all these white skinny guys look the same, do you?
We're not going there. What's your best tan time?
15-20.
Ooh, I'm 15-15.
Mm-hmm. You just made that up.
I was back. No.
You made that
I'm happy to say I've never done it.
Yeah.
I've never done the 10. Now, we used to do Princess Park a lot at the Dogs. We did that.
Footscray's a long way from the 10.
Yeah. True. Yeah, so we didn't. Richmond.
It's a good look around the 10. There's always some good talent getting around.
I was going to say, if you're just going after work on a nice spring day, you did a bit more motivation to run a bit quicker around in chest out.
We got a nice lake down in Carolina Springs, Lake Caroline. There's very nice people running around that as well.
A lot of people running around.
Yeah.
With a TV under the arm and the cost in tow.
Come on. That's not
no, we love our fans.
Do they run their mockies out there? Shazza and Dazza.
We've digressed for about 15 minutes. Here. West Coast, Gold Coast.
You're walking around with prams too, single mum.
Gold Coast, I like where they're going this year. Plus 35.5, I think. That's where I am heading. I think Gold Coast, I don't think they'll win, but I think West Coast will win by a small margin. Lions, 30-plus disposals, $3. I reckon this is about the bet of the round. He had 36 2 weeks ago. He had 30-plus last week. Again, $3 for 30-plus for Jared Lyons. Ooh. For Gold Coast. I like it.
I don't know what to touch here, really. I don't know with the Suns. They've got a new coach. Being over there for 2 weeks, so they're just going to turn their toes up and just like, Jesus, get us home. So I looked at the 39 plus for West Coast to win. I'm like, that's sort of 6 or 7 goals. That's hard. Mm. I just don't expect Stewie Jude to let that happen. So I'm happy with the 25 plus, the $1.45. There's not much value in it, but for a game that's they're paying $1.10, if you get $1.45 for 25 plus, I'm happy with that.
Speaking of a man that would just be loving the hotel buffet over there, Stewie Jew, he would just be
a large human being.
He's even bigger. A big boy.
Yeah. I remember I played on him in Teal Cup or the Under-18 Championships in 96. We both played on the wing and he was as fit as you could ever imagine. He was just this skinny kid. He was still bigger than me back then, but geez, he could run and he was an unbelievable player. I think he probably should have played a bit more midfield, Stewie Jew, but I think he liked his
bacon. When Hawthorne grabbed him, had to try to lose as much weight as he could. They actually stuck the bike in the steam room for him to sit in the steam room with the push bike to try to lose even more weight. And they worked their backside off to get him to a state. And you saw in the grand final, he was still a little bit of a large boy.
They would have taken some cutting off to get that jumper off after his 08 grand final. Yes. They couldn't sell that one for charity afterwards. It was in pieces. Hey, have you got a rant this week?
Yeah, I have. I definitely do have a rant. This country, I think, has come a long way past being too politically correct. It's extraordinary how politically correct this country is. And there's something that bobs up every week, whether it be one of the commentators last week at the Commonwealth Games got in trouble for referring. They looked like Lamingtons. I thought that was a little bit over the top. But then poor old Michael Christian. Now, Michael Christian, as we know, he's got a big job this year and he started like a house on fire. He's done a great job, Michael Christian. Yet he went out to his daughter's football last week and had a chat to the umpire at three-quarter time. So, as you know, you can jump onto the ground and you can. I don't condone anybody to be going up and talking to the umpires. Junior footy, they should be left alone. Yes, they're going to make some mistakes without a doubt. But the hysteria around Michael Christian's actions, he wasn't derogatory, he wasn't demonstrative. He just went up and purely had a simple chat to him and said that I disagree with some of your decisions. For Tom Elliott at 3AW, who's a very intelligent man, to say that he should resign that if he doesn't resign, Gillon McLachlan should sack him. What sort of country have we got to where the first sign of anyone doing something left of centre, they've got to be out. They've either got to resign or we've got to sack them. I don't understand the mentality we have to just chop people down to burn them at the stake. People are going to make mistakes. And people like Tom Elliott should have the brains enough not to make big sweeping statements straight away.
Inspired stuff. I tell you what, he's just shaping up just for a little bit of a career in politics the last couple of weeks. Last week you were getting angry at the vegans and Peter and stuff. And now you're going after society as a whole.
I reckon I could be Prime Minister.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think he's learned after the vegan stuff, though. There's a lot of people that are vegans. He got a little bit of feedback from that as well. So you just got to be very careful.
I don't really care, Brian. You've known me a long time that it's water off a duck's back.
Yeah, no.
And if the duck's there, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Good stupid duck. Vegans.
Speaking of duck, I went to a Chinese restaurant
bacon
during the week. You get a whole duck. It's this place in Surrey Hills on Canterbury Road. All they'd serve is a duck. and that comes three different ways. There's no menu or anything. You just get, oh, geez, it was nice. Little duck pancakes. Anyway, I digress. Essendon versus Port Adelaide. Essendon $2.26. Port Adelaide $1.64. This one under the roof Sunday afternoon.
Over points here for me, Brian. 186 under the roof. Port scored 110, 94 and 97 in their three games. The Bombers have been 99, 90, 83. Both these sides together, I think, under the roof will be high scoring at Etihad. I'm going to stay away from who's going to win this game because it's a toss of the coin. The Bombers were awful last week. Terrible.
Terrible.
But Port Adelaide only scraped in against Brisbane. So I'm going to sit back, enjoy this game, but I'm going to take a bet on the overs points.
And that's where it's hard. You want to see a response from a side after they've had a bad defeat. You look at the Saints after they got punished by North Melbourne. You thought they'd have a response against Adelaide, then they turned their toes up in that last 5 to 10 minutes and cost me a multi as well. I had the Crows 1-39, end up winning by 45 points. So you want a response from Essendon. So the way I'm looking at this, I think Essendon are going to come out firing. Port have been renowned for a side to be really dominant in first quarters through 15, 16, even 17. But this year, they've won two quarters, the first quarters, won by just a goal against Brisbane. So I think
Essendon, 2 out of 3 games.
2 out of 3, yep, that's what I was going to say. But I think Essendon are going to come out firing. So I think they're going to be leading at quarter time. I think they're going to come out firing. All steam ahead for them. $2.06 for them to lead
all
at quarter
steam
time.
Ahead. All steam ahead. As your mate Stringer gun.
Yeah, yeah, well, he's not going great, is he? There's some feedback about him.
Are you mates?
I've met him a couple of times. The wife is good friends with his ex. Yeah. So fair to say.
Oh, you gone to Hawthorn by the time he got there?
Yeah. So I just missed him. I must admit, luckily I did miss him because I think a lot of people say we were very similar alike about just how professional we are.
Right,
he didn't mind a chicken schnitzel every now and then with some chips where he was probably carrying a little bit of weight. So that's probably why.
How do you reckon his ex-missus's column's going, Dear Abby?
I don't subscribe to Herald Sun. You have to be a subscriber, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So that subscription mark next to it.
Yeah. So
must be highbrow stuff.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't read too much. But I look at this. I'm going to get off this subject here because I'm not touching it. Yep. $2.06 for them to lead at quarter time, but Port to end up winning the game between 1 and 39, which is $2.30. For that, you're getting $6. That is juicy.
I haven't juicy. Brought the Herald Sun since she's been a part of it. But Dyson Heppel, I think he's in a similar boat to how you were talking about Tom Rockliffe before. I think he needs to change his game and become, I'm not sure what he needs to do, but at the moment he gets the footy, he calls for it in poor spots, handball backwards, and then he chips it 15 metres and they're no better off. Dyson Heppel, when he came into the competition, was running and carrying and using the footy well. I think his use of the footy's gone backwards, and I think he's at the crossroads of is he going to become a great player or is he going to be just a good regular player?
You look at it, you got that inside or outside. You want the outside run to be able to be provide that line breaking stuff. So you run 15, 20, then you're kicking the ball 40. He can't do that. He seems flat footed and stationary when he gets to disposal.
So encapsulates Essendon where they're at.
Yeah. So does he then change his game to a bit more of an inside player? Like I said with Rockcliffe, does he go and be in come within that 5 metre radius of where the ball is? So then he feeds it out to the runners. That's where he's not a big built guy.
He's not a great kick either.
No. So then does he do a little bit more work inside the contest because he can't run on the outside of the moment?
Big questions on the Bombers midfield.
Hawthorn lost their first defeat against Richmond last week. They host Melbourne this Sunday afternoon, MCG. This is going to be an absolute cracker. This is the game of the round for
mine. It's a ripper. And I think I'm keen on the Demons here head-to-head. I think they're playing some pretty good football. Tom Mitchell, can you believe, for 35 disposals, he's $1.28. So you get up and he's had 40 disposals every game. He's 2-10 for 40 disposals, but just something tells me this week he's not going to get the free reign. Bernie Vince has tagged in the past. Does Bernie Vince go to him this week? I think I wouldn't mind betting someone goes to him this week and he doesn't get the 40, so I'm going to steer clear of Tom Mitchell. I still think he'll get 30. But the pig, Michael Hibbard, 250 for 25-plus disposals. He flew last year when he came back in. Hasn't hit those heights yet, but he came into the Sunday Footy Show last week and he said, I'm ready to go. I said, you're in my super coach team, pig. And I said, you've given me bugger all so far. I was expecting 100-plus every week. And he goes, yeah, I've been shit. He goes, I need to live. He goes, all right, I'm going to get out there next week and I'm just going to get as many possessions as I can. and I'm going to run and carry, give it, I'm going to get it back, and I'm going to load up.
For your, so what's so your super coach team? What's your name?
If Nate 08.
What?
Nate 08.
Why 08? Didn't wear 8.
Well, back in the day when it was the end of 2007, Kane Johnson was stepping down as the captain of Richmond. And
so you put your hand up for...
You know how Plough goes on those rants where he makes a competition out of something?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was the new captain whether he was making a competition out of. Not something you normally make a competition out of, but he goes, there was four of us. It was me, Chris Newman, I think Richo, Joel Bowden, and you had to come up with your own campaign and why you should be captain, which was a strange. So I named my campaign Nate 08 after Kevin 07 the year before.
Who helped you with that? You didn't come up with Nate 08.
I came up – not hard to come up with the name Nate 08. It was 2008, Nate,
I don't know
and it
that.
Rhymes.
I reckon you've had some help. But what happened?
I wasn't – story be told that Chris Newman became captain.
Yep. Were you ever a skipper at any stage?
I captained three games for three wins in 2005 when I was vice captain for 5 years.
You can probably see where he got it from. He had Kevin 07. So he's probably just thinking Nate 08. So how'd you go with the voting? Did you get any?
Well, I don't know how it all worked in the end. I think the coach just said, oh, we're going to go with Newey. Well, I obviously wasn't going to go with Bowdo or Richo. Richo was about 34 by that stage.
With this game, Jack Gunson played a little bit more up the ground the last couple
finally
of weeks.
Finally. Yes. What's your thoughts on that? He's been spending a lot of time back. Ruffy struggling.
Yeah,
are they doing?
They love Jack Gunson. His ability to run and carry, so be able to provide that extra number for the ball or behind the ball. He's strong in the air and his disposal. When he kicks by foot, he's elite kicker as well. So they'd like to get him up the ground. He's super fit too, so they want him to cover the ground as much as possible. So for him to be 20-plus this week's $1.72, so I reckon that's a nice bet. But I still think Melbourne. Melbourne have had the edge over Hawthorn, even in their premiership years, Hawthorn. Melbourne were able to win or stay close to him. 1-39, still going to be a close game. It's $2.30. So combine those two, I'm getting $4.75.
How do you reckon you go playing on Jesse Hogan at the moment?
Oh. Yeah, well, that's – I love.
I'll pick you back up when you come back in the 50, Jess.
That's what I always found tough when back in the day, early 2000s, when you had to stand Richo, you had to stand Nick Riewoldt, you played one-on-one.
Mm.
So that's down at the top of the goal square. They'd work to the paint on the wing, and then they work back. You're like, and you had to charge backside. So you're the caravan. You're the JK on the back. This day and age, I'm the last defender. So I'm like, yep, Gibbo, you take him. See you later. I'll see you when you come back inside 50. It is gold.
Do you reckon he's still on the durries?
Well, you got him.
You're a durry entrepreneur.
No, I've never. No, durries.
Must have been when you were pissed.
No, I'd love the beer. Cigars. No, never touch that sort of stuff. My family smoke, not me.
Do a lot of AFL players, a lot more AFL players would smoke than you think? Because you think
normally in the off season. There's more than you think. Normally in the off season.
Sure, your Richmond, the very famous Richmond player you played with, is a loved one.
Kevin Bartlett?
No, Richo. I mean, I used to see him outside Boutique.
Okay. Oh, Bowie. It was a good hunting ground boutique. It was a good spot back in the day, I'll tell you what.
Well, you can see
Maxi
Gorn and Jesse Hogan just sharing a pack of Benson Hedges or something like that. You can see that on a...
PJ Virginias, they used to have the 16 milligrams, the real strong ones. Yeah, the Lucky Strikes used to have 20. So if you really wanted to have a crack, the Lucky Strikes in the off-season, they'll go.
Geelong, here's a question. Has there ever been a Twilight Sunday game at Geelong before?
I'm glad I don't have to drive down for it.
Yeah.
You do?
No, I don't.
Oh. Geelong, they host St Kilda in a strange time slot, 4:40 Sunday, down at, it's not called Skilled Stadium anymore, it's GM HBA Stadium. Geelong $1.22, the Saints $4.35.
It's a bit of a mouthful. The line here, 29.5 for the Cats. They're brilliant down there. Mm. And I think the first game of the year down there, I think they'll play well. It's a shame Gary Ablett's not playing for the first game back there. But 5-goal win to Geelong over St Kilda, I think down there is pretty feasible. The overs points, 178. I think it should be fairly high scoring if the rain stays away. And Joel Selwood at 39 in the first week, then 29. Was a bit down last week. But 275 for 30 as Brian circles his in red pen. So we are agreeing on that. But somebody has to pick up the slack for Gary Ablett being out. I think that's Sam Menegola. You have a look at his games down in Geelong. He is very good in Geelong. $4.50. Menegola have 30 disposals. He had 29 last week, so he'll fill the breach.
He was good. I've got him in my super coach. Got him as a steal, and he's just been delicious.
Now, bad choice. Was it to take Ablett over to Perth, do you reckon?
In hindsight, he's a footballer. He's got to play week in, week out. I think you just play him.
In the middle of the year, I don't think if they're travelling okay, I don't think they would take him. But I just think the way they've started early in the season, they've just had to take him over.
Yeah, but he's pumping up. He's saying he wants to play for two more years. He's saying he's the fittest he's been. He feels good. I want to play more in the midfield.
When you get to that age, you think you can play for as long as you can. You think your body's fine, but that's why you pay your sports scientists. They should know he's had some issues during the preseason with an injury. Do we take him over, fly 4 hours over interstate? I would have been a little bit careful.
Did you notice when you had flights to Perth that it did affect you? Like, are your muscles sore? Are you lethargic? Is there actual evidence that suggests that these older blokes shouldn't be sitting?
Well, I didn't have to run too much, so it didn't really affect me too much. And when you sit at the front of the plane on most of the occasions, you weren't too really fussed about it.
Do you get business class flights when you go over?
No, there's about four or five blokes who get business class flights.
And how do they decide who gets them?
Normally you get your ruckman or your 2.5 foot. Amazingly, I quite often got them at Richmond. Trent Noble will walk past me and get down to the back.
Oh, Brownie, get up here?
It was in his contract too, just to pay me $700-800 a year and make sure I fly.
It was nowhere near that. It was like half that.
Okay.
I went to the Tigers for an extra 100.
100, okay.
Is that right? Is that the first time that you've announced that?
I reckon I might have done it with Mike.
Oh, hang on.
Well, on that, we'll let Brian give us your tips. Because we want to hear about we want to sneak peek about Mike because heard some interesting stories.
Well, I like, as Brownie said before, Silwood 30 plus 275. If we're talking about the weather, if the game's a little bit tighter, 275 for 30 plus with Ablett not playing, I think that's reasonably juicy. But I still think Geelong going to win this. 1 to 39 at 225 as well. Combine those, $7.50.
Oh,
I think that is easy money, isn't it? That is easy. I went a little bit shorter my first lot of bets, but those last two I've just gone home with a bang.
Well, that'd be a nice way to round out the weekend. Now, Brownie, it's your story time this week. You're on the couch last week with Mike Sheen, which is that's a big accloude.
Well, it's not a couch. It's just chill.
You don't get paid for it, though. So
you don't get paid for it. I just thought
I'd do it. Open mic. You don't get paid.
No, it's a freebie.
No, it's a freebie.
Mm. Ooh, so just for your own personal brand.
He's rang up a fair few times. Mike, he's tried to get me on the last couple of years, and I've said no on a number of occasions.
For the first time to the loyal listeners of Brownie, Brian and Humber, why you've been saying no to Mike Sheen?
Well, there's...
You don't have to if you're not comfortable.
No, I'm comfortable. Yeah. There's a lot of players who have done a lot more than me in the AFL world. Brownlow medalists, best and fairest, premiership players. And I just thought that there'd be a lot more players or ex-players out there that he could use other than me. So I felt a little bit humbled. Clearly, if I didn't break my leg, I would have won the Brownlow that year. But then I would feel a little bit better about it. But I did feel humbled, so I'd knocked him back for 2 years, and then he caught me at a weak moment, and he said, I want you to do it.
Well, you are walking around a bit more swag around these days. You probably hold yourself in higher regards now than you did in your footy days. Was it tough, though? Were there any curly questions? Did you ever feel uncomfortable?
Oh, curly questions about, I guess you asked about the former coach, Plough, and what went wrong there. So they're always hard to answer because you know people are going to see them and see your answers. It was more... he asked a question about my wife, actually, which surprised me. He asked, did she change your life forever towards the end of your career? And I was all,
oh, and then, did you tear up?
Yeah. No, oh. I didn't tear up, Brian. And then he asked some questions that I didn't know he knew. It's some stuff about me as a youngster when I was 14 or 15 when I got in trouble, which I didn't
What'd
know.
What'd you do?
We'll have to watch open mic.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you had the long locks,
you were just a rat bag around Bendigo.
That's a bit of a naughty
Golden Square. Stealing
cars, probably.
And Brian, local footy this weekend?
Local footy this week, yes, Saturday. I've coached my first under-19s game this week. Yeah, so we're down at Spotswood. Yeah, it is a late start. Most competitions started last week, so I don't know why they're doing that. But
have you got a big rant ready for them?
No, I'll keep it very simple. Yeah. Like, I text the guys on Friday just to tell them about their role. So,
every player?
I text every player on Friday about what I expect from them on the weekend.
Surely you can just control what happens, a few of them.
When the under-19s, you're playing at 9 o'clock in the morning, so you can't get them there at 7:30 and go on to your rant. So, get them there at 8, talk for 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, because I'll time it, because I make sure I don't talk too long, because I hated coaches.
No El Pacino editing you in Sunday stuff?
Nah. They talk crap. Keep it simple. That's the KISS analogy. Keep it simple, stupid. quick little chat before the game, but no big rant. They know what's expected. I work them hard at training, so they understand. We're going to get to game day. You just want to focus on playing the game.
How good is a speech in any given Sunday, by the way?
Incredible.
It's brilliant. Absolutely well written, well delivered.
Hey, I like our bets. I know I said this last week, but just a little bit of science came to the bets with the weather and stuff. So I reckon we're going to have a big week on the punt. Join us next week. We're going to
talk to us about Jane Bunn again. Can you?
Oh, the better buttons. No, yeah. Buttons.
It's the one
watch,
button.
You watch,
Brandy, I'm
you
told
watch
you,
on
we
the
cannot
news.
Edit this.
You watch on the news tonight in the next couple of days. You get attracted to her hands holding that little button thing. You watch. Okay.
So keep an eye out for Jane Bunn's work over the weekend. Join us next week for
work
more
weekend.
Tips. Make
join
sure
the week.
You jump. Next week we're gonna look at Abby Gilmore's latest.
No, we're not.
latest column on
the Abby.
She's actually got a podcast. So if you're feeling like another podcast, subscribe. She's got a podcast. Yeah.
Good on her.
Yeah. So please subscribe, like us on iTunes. But as always, gamble responsibly.